or Tim that I was going to ask you about this because it really fascinates me. I listened to Tim Scott, who's running for president, and half of it sounds a lot like us. Half of it sounds a lot like what you were talking about in the speech in 2004 and in all of our speeches from that point on, which was, I am living proof that we are making progress as a country. I wouldn't be here but for that progress. It takes a different turn at the end when he says it. And I'm wondering, have you heard what he said? And what do you say? Because the end of it is sort of like, yeah, it's cool, I'm here. And so, you know, that's part of the past. And we don't need to worry so much about it.
I haven't spent a lot of time studying Tim Scott's speeches. I think there is a long history of African-American or other minority candidates within the Republican Party who will validate America and say, everything's great and we can all make it. I mean, Nikki Haley, I think, has a similar mm-hmm. approach.
She does, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, look at me. I'm an Asian Indian-American woman, and my family came here, and we worked hard. Clarence Thomas has probably gave the same speech at some point, mm-hmm. Guarantee in some commencement, as did Alan Keyes, the first guy that I ran against.
Yeah.
I don't think it's I'm not being cynical about Tim Scott individually. I am maybe suggesting that the rhetoric of can't we all get along, and the quotes you made about, from my speech in mm-hmm. 2004 about there's a United States of America, that has to be undergirded with an honest accounting of our past and our present. And so if a Republican who may even be sincere in saying, mm-hmm. I want us all to live together, doesn't have a plan for how do we address crippling generational poverty that is a consequence of hundreds of years of racism in the society, and we need to do something about that. If that candidate is not willing to acknowledge that, you know, again and again we've seen discrimination in everything from job getting a job to buying a house to how the criminal justice system operates, and so that somebody who does the exact same offense, the kind of sentencing, the likelihood that they do jail time is going to be different based on their race. If somebody's not proposing, not both acknowledging and proposing elements that say, no, we can't just ignore all that and pretend as if everything's equal and fair. We actually have to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. If they're not doing that, then I think people are rightly skeptical. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe there will come a time in which, and this goes to the point I made earlier about within the Republican Party, people who are actually more conservative in some fashion, but are serious about working class issues, there may come a time where there's somebody in the Republican Party that is more serious about actually addressing some of the deep inequality that still exists in our society that tracks race and is a consequence of our racial history. And if that happens, I think that would be fantastic. I haven't yet seen it.
You came to the University.